With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A new survey suggests most Americans share many core values despite the country's deep political divide.
Most political polls reveal extreme partisanship, but a new APNORC survey found that about 9 in 10 U.S. adults say the right to vote, the right to equal protection under the law, and the right to privacy are important or very important to the U.S.'s identity as a nation. And while there was agreement on what it means to be an American, there was another more pessimistic result. The same poll found that only 3 in 10 Americans believe the country's democracy is functioning well. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Salvage crews have begun removing containers from the deck of the cargo ship that crashed into and collapsed the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. It's an important step toward the full reopening of one of the nation's main shipping lanes. Officials say the removal of the containers from the deck of the Dolly will continue this week as weather permits. Also at SRNnews.com, eclipse enthusiasts staking out their spots across 3 countries, hoping for clear skies to see Monday's solar eclipse. A lot of businesses are closing, schools letting kids out of class early and to go watch. Traffic postings along the projected path warning drivers to be on the lookout for slow traffic and sudden stops. Meanwhile, a lot of small towns are seeing a lot of business and a lot of folks.
My understanding is there's going to be over 100,000 that are going to be right in town here looking at this eclipse.
But Heather Appleby, a Dallas College astronomy and physics professor, says from Texas up northward to New England likely will be somewhat disappointed.
It's sounding like here in Dallas, kind of early morning, we are going to get a very thin layer of high-level clouds come in.
In fact, forecasters are calling for clouds along most of the route stretching from Mexico to the U.S. to Canada. SRN News. A new website tracks the cost of transgenderism in sports.
Every time a male wins an athletic competition against females, it is recorded at shewon.org. The site lists nearly 300 first place, 263 second place, and 250 third place awards that have gone to males playing against females. The operators of shewon.org also estimate the men have taken scores of scholarships away from women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The huge gains made by the opposition in Turkey's local elections are raising the possibility that President Erdogan could step back from some of his controversial policies, and that would be good news for Christians. Experts who've been watching Turkey closely don't see Erdogan making any drastic changes in his conservative Islamic policies, but toning down may be in the cards. Persecution of Christians in that country has been on the rise. This is SRN News. Researchers say most cancer drugs granted accelerated approval by the FDA don't deliver on their early promise.
The program allows the FDA to grant early approval to drugs that show favorable initial results against fatal diseases. In exchange, drug companies are expected to do rigorous testing and produce better evidence before gaining full approval. Now, the study found between 2013 and 2017, there were 46 cancer drugs granted accelerated approval. Of those, only 43% extended patients' lives in trials. Jason Walker reporting.
Anti-smoking groups are suing the U.S. government over a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes. The FDA says banning the minty flavor could prevent hundreds of thousands of smoking-related deaths. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.